in Seattle, Seattle. And you need to buy yourself a home. We'll be right there for you, because we're the realtors that you can trust. So go to RodandConsidDow.com.
Don't go anywhere unless you want to. It's the Ron and Don Show, starring Ron and Don, and sometimes me, at ronanddon.com.
Hey, you guys, what's going on? Welcome to episode 719 now of the Ron and Don Show, and we are live in Les Schwab Studios.
What is up, Ron and Don Nation?
Hey, don't forget the Fight Hunger campaign with Les Schwab. It's going on right now.
Yeah, and they've set up a cool website for a link for you. It's lesschwab.com/Ron and Don. I know a lot of us are busy right now, and so you can go out and just make a monetary donation to help fight hunger. Les Schwab has teamed up with Cairo 7 TV and Ron and Don and QFC to help fight hunger right now. And so Ron and Don, it's lesschwab.com/Ron and Don. Make that online donation. It also has some instructions if you want to buy some food and take it to the Les Schwab location nearest you. That is very helpful to get people. All this food and all this money stays right in our own community to help Washingtonians that are struggling with food insecurity right now.
Yeah. Hey, coming up on the Ron and Don Show, we're going to talk about how the rich are getting second passports. Huh. My son just got his passport, so if we get a second passport for him, then that means he's rich. Is that right? Is that
maybe
how it works?
Okay. Maybe.
Also, we got to tell you about the Oregon starter sourdough. I didn't really totally understand sourdough starting until I read this article. It is really fascinating, and in fact, I reached out to Rachel Bell, who is doing a new cooking show here on PBS, I think, and she's going to reach out to the people that are doing the Oregon sourdough starter. Before we get to that, though, let's get to this. Reading about a guy that says that he's scamming the scammers. There is something going on right now, you guys, that we have to be very, very careful of. And one of those, anybody sends you a link, don't open it. Even if you know them, don't open it. I have people send me links all the time, and they get mad. They're like, why didn't you open that? I'm like, I don't open links. I just don't. So you have to be really careful with that. I had somebody call one of my very close family members the other day. His name is Tony, and Tony had this discussion with my family member, and my family member was convinced that I was in trouble and that I needed to sign some documents or I was going to jail. And so this family member ended up reaching out to me. They said, hey, you got to talk to Tony. He's secret agent Tony.
They thought, hold on. So a third party called your family member to tell them that Don was going to jail.
Yes.
Okay.
And that she needed to sign some documents and that we all need to sign
just
documents.
As a quick aside, are you going to jail? Because I would like to know this as well.
Not yet. So, okay. So anyway, it's all up to Secret Agent Tony. So Secret Agent Tony leaves a phone number and had been contacting my family member to evidently get in touch with me to sign these documents. So I'm like, can I have the phone number? And then I told my family member, I said, hey, whatever you do, when Secret Agent Tony calls, don't answer the phone or just have Secret Agent Tony call me. And I'll take it from here. I got it from here. And I'm thinking in the back of my mind, because I have another friend who just, her parents just wired $50,000 for a new FJ that never showed up, and coming to find out that that's a scam, they're at $50,000. And then I was reading about this guy online who said that he's starting to scam the scammers. And we've been talking about some of the scams here. Anyway, so I call Tony. Tony answers. And I said, his secret agent. And then I went, is that okay if I call you secret agent Tony? Or do I just call you Tony? Or Agent Tony, or how do you like to be addressed? And he said, Agent Tony was fine. So, okay. I hear I'm going to the Who's Cow. In fact, you know what I should do next week? Is we should call him on our podcast. He's in another country. So I'm starting to have this conversation with Secret Agent Tony, and I said, hey, you've been calling this person in my family and leaving messages, and evidently you want to get in touch with me. And he said, yeah, what's your case number? And I have a case number, right? So I'm looking at the case because my family member gave me this case number. So I look at the case number and I say, okay, write this down. Are you ready? It's pound 69er 74 FUCKYOUT-7. And the line kind of he's writing it down. And he's looking at it and he's just perplexed. He's like, this seems a little long. I said, you know what? Let me shorten it for you. If you ever call my family member again, and then I shared something and then I hit the pound and I spelt out a couple words for him. And then Secret Agent Tony ended up hanging up the phone. So nonetheless, man, we got to be really careful here. Not only ourselves, our parents, our grandparents, our aunts, our uncles, our kids. I was reading another story right now. One of the most common practices right now are, and I shared this story with my son, where scammers are getting a hold of pictures of them. And sometimes they're doctoring the pictures and showing them doing sexual acts that they haven't even done. And some of these kids have ended up committing suicide over it because they threaten them and tell. And why would you go after a 15-year-old thinking that they had a bunch of money? But that's happening. And it's happening a lot. And a lot of that's happening. Every time I open my phone, there's another breach. You got to change your password for something. It seems like these scammers are coming at us from all sides. And that really hit home for me because I'm talking to my friend who's one of the smartest people I know. She's telling me about her parents getting scammed for the $50,000. And then I was sitting with a police detective, a retired police detective. We were all having dinner. And then he brought up, and so we started talking about the scam that you and I talked about a couple of weeks ago, where someone says, hey, do you still want to meet for dinner?
Yeah, the pig butchering scam.
She's been talking to someone that she thought really liked her for the last 2 months.
Yeah, this is crazy.
And she has a dog, and he's been sending pictures of him and his dog, and she didn't even know about the scam. And she, again, one of the smartest people I know, and you know her, one of the smartest people we know, and she was in the middle of being scammed, and her parents just got scammed. They are so good at this, so good.
Yeah, and to the original story, if you want to have a fascinating journey, go on YouTube or the platform of your choice and look for these people that scam scammers. I've watched quite a few of these videos. So that's, there are guys that they will live stream this. Basically, they're called white hat hackers, the good guy hackers. And so the famous ones are, there are these, the call centers in India or in Asia, where it's, they rent out an office building and this is where people work. They're working on these scams. And so what the hacker does is there's one guy that will hack into these call centers and get access to the CCTVs, to the closed circuit TVs in the building, and get access to their system. And so when the scammer calls him back, he'll go along for a minute and then he calls them by their real name and he has the picture, he has the camera trained on the person. Wow. So he'll be like, you know, the person's like, hey, I work for Microsoft and we need to get this money from you. And so they're doing the whole thing. And then he's like, he calls them out and they absolutely lose their mind. And so many times he'll find out where they live, and because he can research, he has the company access to the company records. So he'll tell them their name, he'll tell them their address, he can tell them family members, and basically tell them, if you ever try to scam again, I know where you live. It's a little bit intimidating. It's happening across country lines, but it's fascinating to watch. So you can go out and search for these guys that scam scammers or try to entrap scammers or hack into scam operations in order to try to safeguard them from getting other people. It's really fascinating. Be forewarned, it'll be 2 o'clock in the morning. You'll still be watching these things because it's incredible when you see the type of access and skill that these white hat hackers have.
Yeah. Beautiful day in Seattle. Charlie's here laying in our studio, laying in the sunshine. More in a minute. It's Don here with my good friend Andy from Les Schwab. He's an Eastsider. We're not going to hold that against him. Andy, you guys are doing something cool. It's Food Awareness Month, the month of April. We're going to drive out hunger. We're working with Cairo 7, QFC, and Food Lifeline. You want people to head over to QFC, buy some food, and drop it off where?
We're taking those donations at all of our 83 Western Washington Les Schwab locations. You can do a monetary donation at QFC. But the biggest thing is we're collecting this food so that we can distribute it within our communities to help out the families in need in our areas.
Yeah. So don't forget, Cairo 7 Cares, our good friends at Food Lifeline, Les Schwab, and the Rondon Nation, we're all working together. You can donate your non-perishable food item at any of the 83 Western Washington Les Schwab Tire Centers. All food collected will be delivered to Food Lifeline to feed local families right here in our area. So join us, you guys. This is brought to you by Les Schwab Tire Centers, Cairo 7 Cares, and QFC. Les Schwab Tire Centers. Doing what, Andy? The right thing since when?
1952.
You nailed it. All right, so this is how real estate works. I'm at a Seahawks game, and I'm watching the Seahawks win the Super Bowl, and I'm in my friend George's seat, and I'm sitting next to my friend Mike Martin. Known Mike now over a decade. He calls me the other day, says, "Hey, I got a tech friend. He's in Hawaii, owned a property in Green Lake. He's going to fix it up." He went to Hawaii, said, "I'm never going home." So he's had this rental now for 10 years. His name is Jude. So Mike puts me in touch with Jude. Jude calls me and says, "Hey, I got to sell this house." I call Scotty. We go over the house, and this house has a foundation problem, has a roof problem, has lots of problems. And in order to fix this house and bring it to market, it's going to take about $100,000, and then the house is going to be worth about $925,000. Anyway, there's a builder that Jude knows that says, "Hey, well, I'll give you $835,000. And then there's a neighbor that says, "Hey, I'll give you $850,000. And then what I did is I got on the phone with one of my builder friends, because, again, I don't like seeing homes torn down, but there's some that have to be torn down when they have bad foundations, right? And this is a home that has to come down. This builder said, "You know what? I'll pay $1,060,000 for that particular house." So, case closed. There are builders right now paying more for properties than people are willing to pay when they step in and say, "Wow, this thing has a bad foundation. This thing is still in oil. This has a bad roof. There's a lot of work to do here." So while many homes I like to see restored, some can't be, right? So when you need us, if you have a piece of property, if you have an old home, it has a bad leaky roof, lots of deferred maintenance, call us. Because sometimes the best thing to do is to fix it up and bring it to market if you have the funds to do so. And sometimes the best thing to do is to create a new property and reimagine it. Because guess what? Here in Seattle, yeah, there's not a lot of property just laying around. So when you need us, whether it's wholesale, retail, investing, buying, selling, let's sit down. RonandDonSitDown.com. All right, you guys, welcome back to the Ron and Don Show. Don't forget, if you need us, RonandDonSitDown.com, and we can talk about your real estate journey virtually, and then we can all meet in person. And we'll give you a Ron and Don, I sat down with Ron and Don mug. How about that? So we love handing those things out. We love meeting you guys. RonandDonSitDown.com. And thank you for all the kind referrals, introducing us to your friends and family. We appreciate that a lot. It means a lot to us. So thanks for trusting us with that. My son the other day got his passport. So I've been online looking for places to go because we want to use it. And I was earlier this morning sitting out on the deck reading about some destinations, drinking a cup of coffee. And the one thing that I'm concerned about, because this time of year, because of spring break and heading into summer, you'll see a lot of stories about travel and leisure. And then the more you click on those, the more those stories will be sent to you. So I have a lot of those stories being sent. I read one this morning, and it's a place that you love to go in Barcelona, Ron, and then also other destinations in Italy, that so many people are going there. And a lot of times it's not even really to walk in some of the museums or look at the architecture. It's about being a social influencer, getting your selfie and moving on. And I looked at some of the pictures in Greece, for instance. It's just a stampede of people. And I don't want to participate in that. I remember Anthony Bourdain, this must be about the time of year that he committed suicide and died, because they, all of a sudden you see all these stories online about him. And he talks about that being one of his great regrets. And even when he and Obama sat down and they had that lunch together, which the Secret Service did not like, because Obama was like, hey, man, just let the regular folks in here. Let's eat. Because that place ended up just being
overrun. That was in Thailand, I believe.
Yeah, that place ended up being overrun, and it kind of changed the culture, not only of that restaurant, but Anthony Bourdain felt like of that village. So he felt in a way, I can't speak for him, but in some of the interviews that I've listened to, that he participated in some of this, I call it stampeding tourists. So you travel a lot, you love Barcelona. What say you to a new kid that has a passport and you're like, man, I want to go, and I really think being a world citizen, and not just being an American first, but being a world citizen first is important. And then understanding the power and the privilege that we have as Americans, also understanding that, and we still fly our flag here on Queen Anne. What's your take on that? Cause we don't want to be part of the stampede.
Yeah. I mean, there are popular destinations that they're just going to, their economy is built on tourism. And I don't know if there's a way around that. I would say for your son and for you, that because it's not cheap and it takes a lot of effort to do these trips, I would start with, what is it that you're curious about? What is it that you like to do? And let that guide you. In other words, I love Barcelona because I really enjoy food and cuisine and reading about that and studying it. And I go through the Michelin guide and I'm up on, like, I'll buy books and like that sort of thing. I love architecture, and I love museums and all of those things, like urban environments. So there's a lot for me there. But other people, you know, we have a friend I know that was like, hey, I want to do, like, I'm super into hiking, so I want to do this hike across Portugal. It's not really a hike, it's a walk. And you can go and you walk a certain amount of kilometers a day, and you're meeting villagers, and it's a pilgrimage that's been going on for hundreds of years with a religious history. But it's like, that's what I want to do. I want to go out and physically exert myself. I would like to walk from point A to point B. So identifying what it is that you want to do. At one point, our good friend Tom Tangney back from the radio days and I, we were going to go and shadow the Tour de France for a week. And this was right when we were let go at Cairo. So I ended up canceling that trip, which I regret now. I wish I had gone. But it's like, hey, we both like the Tour de France. We're going to rent a car. We're going to get a relatively inexpensive Airbnb as our hub. And we're going to go to, you know, four different Tour de France finish lines. And that was what was curious and interesting to us. So I would say start with what you're interested in and then go, and don't be that type of traveler that's just taking selfies. And if you interact with people in a humble and respectful way, and I think you saw this when you and I went to England and to France, if you have that world citizen mentality and you don't try to flex that you're an American, or you don't like expect everybody to speak English, or you don't act like an a-hole, that most people will treat you well. It's the oblivious travelers that are acting like fools that give other people a bad taste in your mouth.
Yeah. I did. Is it, do you say Azores? Azores in Portugal?
The Azores?
Yeah. They say if you like Hawaii, if you like to dive,
Portugal's an amazing country.
Like volcanoes, if you like the outdoors, if you like biking, hiking, all that stuff, that's pretty amazing place to go.
The thing you started with with the second passport, I've done a lot of reading on this when I was, I did a big trip at the end of last year. And there's kind of a movement of people that want to get this second passport. And I don't disagree with the underlying premise. They're saying, hey, there's, With the world economy the way that it is, and with everything being online, meaning, you know, banking and communication and remote work and Zoom and all that stuff can be accomplished online, why not try to find the place in the world that treats you the best, for whatever that means for you? And so that could be climate, that could be, you know, hospitality, that could be amenities, that could be affordability, that could be, you know, medicine, whatever it is that you find in your life and what you need and what's important to you. If you can find a place in the world that does it better than the current place where you are, then don't have an illogical allegiance to wherever you are just because that's where you've been. Like, go out and if it requires that you get a second passport to do that, go to where they treat you the best. And there's a lot more to it than that. But some people feel like, yeah, I like that philosophy and I want to hedge my bets just in case, you know, people always threaten, oh, if so-and-so got elected, I'm moving to Canada. And Canada's like, we don't want you. You need to get a passport if you're going to move to Canada. So people, for political reasons, whatever, go to where you think they treat you the best. And it's not cheap, but it can be done. I think especially, I would be interested if you... Ireland is one of the easier countries if your grandparent was in Ireland. So I don't know if that applies to you or not, but if you can go back to, I believe a grandparent might be great-grandparent in Ireland. If you can document that, you just go to Ireland, to that town, prove that you have a grandfather. I don't remember if it's three generations or four, then you can get a citizenship awarded there, which would unlock an incredible opportunity for someone like your son.
Wow.
Because then they would have access to without visas to all the EU countries.
That's, I love that. Could he play NFL flag over there?
He could play NFL Europe.
Yeah. Is that league still around? Anyway. Hey, don't go anywhere. Sourdough, let's get started on the other side.
Hey, it's Ron and Don here with Mitch Weeks. You know him better as Mitch.Loans. Mitch, you have a really cool new product for investors. I think it's kind of the first I've ever heard of it.
Yeah, so we have a great new investor cash flow program. And what this is we take the house you are buying and we inspect it, not you, the borrower. And so what we do is we look at the house and we say, will it cash flow? If you put 20% down, will it make more money than it's going to cost you to keep paying off your mortgage? And if it does, it's yours. It doesn't matter what you make on your own. It doesn't matter all these other things that we usually have to document. They don't matter. They're gone. It's just, does this house make sense? And if it does, you can buy it.
All right. So you can go up to four doors, up to four units on this. And Don and I have never heard of a product like this. It's pretty exciting if you've been wanting to get into the investment game. So go to Mitch.Loans right now. Set up a time to talk to Mitch. See if you qualify for this new program. That's Mitch.Loans.
All right, you guys, welcome back to the Ron and Don Show. We always hear don't eat bread if you're on the Mediterranean diet, but actually, a lot of people say, well, eat sourdough bread if it's true sourdough bread. I was reading the story the other day about sourdough bread, and I didn't really understand how a sourdough starter
works. Oh, you
don't? No. And this story has now blown up about... the mailing of the sourdough starter. And I reached out to Rachel Fell and I said, hey, there's this family, they had the sourdough starter in their family for years, and all you'd have to do is write them and they would send you some sourdough starter back. And then I think this story got out online, and as a result of that, the family doesn't send out the starter anymore, but they have a group of organization that does this, and now they're having to send out thousands of sourdough starters since this went viral.
Yeah, and this one goes back to the Oregon Trail in the 1800s, and they claim that it has been existing the whole time. So the theory on this, if you're not a baker, is that what sourdough starter is you take flour and water, you put it in an open container, and the yeast that live in your area will settle on this dough, this flour and water mixture, and they'll start to create they'll eat it. They'll start to consume the sugars and consume the stuff in the starter. And that's what gives that bread. So like when you hear a San Francisco sourdough, the reason why it tastes the way it does is because those are the yeast that naturally live and occur in San Francisco. And so once that's started and it will begin to ferment, then you can just keep adding to it. So what bakers will do is they will have a container. They leave it open for a period of time. They'll feed the starter, then they'll put more flour and more water in there. And then it keeps fermenting and maturing and getting more and more complex. They take a chunk out when they're making bread and then replenish that. And so if you do this for 100 years, it just has all of the complexity of all the yeast of wherever the starter has been. And for the Oregon Trail one, they had it along the trail. So it was collecting different yeast strains as it moved to Oregon. And so what this family did back in the day was like, all right, we're going to take a portion of our sourdough starter. We're going to dehydrate it, grind it up into a powder. And if you send us a self-addressed stamped envelope, we'll send you a little bit of this starter. And then you can rehydrate it and it'll come back alive and you can have your own version of it. And so a TikToker got a hold of this, put it on TikTok, and it got millions of views. And the next thing you know, they were just inundated with thousands upon thousands of self-addressed stamped envelopes. And they're having a hard time keeping up because you literally have to, the starter has to have time to develop. So you put it in the container, you have to, if you take starter out to dehydrate it, you have to replenish the starter and let it ferment again before, like it's not a machine, it's a living organism that you have to allow it to replenish. My brother's had a starter for probably 10 or 15 years. So if he's going out of town or whatever, he takes his starter, he puts it in the fridge for a couple of days to slow down the metabolism of the yeast.
Oh, that's awesome.
He brings it back out, brings it to room temperature, feeds the starter a couple times a week. But he probably makes two or three loaves of bread a week because he likes to bake. And so he brings it out, takes off a couple tablespoons, puts that in with his bread, makes it, replenishes the starter. If he's home, he leaves it out on the counter, and then he knows when it's getting out of control and he needs to cool it down, etc. But it's a whole thing that people have done for this one like 150 years.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. Hey, you guys, thanks for listening to this episode of the Ron and Don Show. We do appreciate it. And if you need us, just reach out. You can go to ronanddonsitdown.com if you need our buyer playbook, our seller's playbook. Also, don't forget, Les Schwab, you can stop by there right now or give a cash donation. They are fighting hunger this month, right?
Yeah, it's Fight Hunger Drive. It's leschwab.com/Ron and Don. You can make an online donation right there. It also gives you instructions on how you can buy non-perishable items and take them to the store near you.
Yeah. All right, you guys. Yeah. Don't forget, if you need our newsletter, The Nation News, we send it out once a week. We don't sell your information. It's a great way to stay in touch with us. That's at ronanddon.com. Buyer seller playbook. Just reach out and we'll send it to you. We'll send you our ebook for free. And then also, if you need us as your broadcasters, your friends, or your realtors, everything is under the umbrella of ronanddon.com and ronanddonsitdown.com. Don't forget this Friday, Ron has gone viral with a real estate post. It's a really great post, and we're going to talk about it this Friday on our real estate only podcast. So make sure you're listening and find out why he went viral and who he took on. Wow. Yeah. Incredible. All right. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Ron and Don Show. We will see you next time for Ron, myself, and the whole Hee Haw gang. You keep your head up. Cramp? They call him Gramps? He's not here. Do you remember that show where everybody would jump out of the corn patch? Love that show with Buck Owens, man. Head up, shoulders back. We'll see you next time. You've been listening to the Ron and Don Show. Only on the Ron and Don Radio. Gramps can play the banjo. World famous banjo.
Now keep your head up and your shoulders back and keep blowing that trumpet and we'll see you next time.
Only!
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 Only on the Ron and Don Radio Network.